Well, hello there. Welcome to Live with Lon. We are so glad that you're with us today. And today we have one of the most strategically important truths anywhere in the Bible when it comes to salvation and the gospel. And this is, I don't even have words to tell you how important it is that we understand what we're going to teach today out of the Word of God as believers in Jesus. But before we dig in, let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray that as we study your word today, you would open our hearts and help us to really understand and grasp and believe what you tell us. Because, Lord, it is central to the gospel for us to understand the truths that are coming from the word of God today. So illuminate our hearts and our spirit. And soften our heart to believe your word, no matter what we think or how we feel. Lord, help us to believe your word. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. And what else? Amen. That's right. Well, here on Live with Lon, what do we study? Come on, tell me. We study the Bible. Come on. The whole Bible. Nothing but the Bible. And then we apply it to our lives. And today, studying from the New American Standard. No, we're not. You're live. Studying from the New King James Version of the Bible. We're in John chapter 8, continuing in our study of the Gospel of John. And last week, we looked at what Jesus said in John chapter 8, beginning at verse 12. And we're going to pick up today in verse 13. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And the Pharisees therefore said to him, you bear witness of yourself. Your witness is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true. For I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I came from and where I'm going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. And yet, if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father who sent me. And it is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. Now, what's going on here? Well, Jesus quoted the Old Testament that a witness of one is not to be allowed, believed, but it has to, a testimony has to be confirmed by two or three witnesses. And the rabbis were accusing him and saying, your testimony is not true, because it's only the testimony of you alone, one person. And Jesus is saying to them, no, I'm sorry, you're wrong. I testify and my Father also testifies of me. So there are two witnesses, the first person in the Godhead and the second person in the Godhead. Back, if you remember, in John chapter 5, we had a message on the four witnesses to the Messiahship of Christ, his miracles, the scripture, John the Baptist, the Father speaking from heaven. And so this is what Jesus is talking about. My Father bears witness to me and I bear witness to myself. So this is what's going on here. Now, we move on, watch. And they said to him, verse 19, where is your Father? And Jesus answered, he said, you know neither me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. These words Jesus spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no one laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come. Now, the verse that I want us to focus on today is verse 19, where Jesus said, you know neither me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Now we can run that backwards. If you had known my Father, you would know me also. The same is true. And this is what I want to talk to you about today. Who is in our world of the Father and who is not? And you say, well, I don't understand exactly what we're talking about. Well, let me tell you what we're talking about. We have a lot of people in our world today who name the name of God. We have the Muslims who talk about Allah all the time. I was watching a show on television that highlighted some, it was a dramatic show that highlighted some Palestinian as well as some Israeli people. And what I saw from this is that these Palestinians talked about God far more than the Israelis did. And I turned to Brenda and I said, you know, these Palestinian people talk about God this and God that even more than most Christians do. So, does that mean they know God? Does that mean they're of God and that they're children of God? Hey, the Mormons talk about God. Christian Science people talk about God. Liberal Protestants talk about God. All kinds of people talk about God. The Jewish people that don't believe in Jesus talk about God. Folks, does that mean they know God? Because they talk about him? Because they have even a reverence for him on the human level? No. And I'm going to show you that today. Here we go. Jesus said, verse 19 of this chapter, John 8, if you had known me, you would have known my Father. You know neither me nor my Father. So to these unbelieving Jewish people, he said, I don't care how much you talk about God, you don't know him, and you're not of him. Now, I want you to skip forward in John chapter 8, and I want you to look at verse 42. Jesus said to them, if God were, subjunctive, meaning it's not true, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear them because you are not of God. Look at verse 37. It says, you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. So stop now. Jesus said, let's look back, verse 19. He said, if you don't know me, then you don't know the Father. I don't care whether you talk about him or not. Here in verse 42, he said, if you don't love me, then God is not your Father, for I proceed forth and come from him. And then he goes on to say, if you don't hear my words, if you don't believe what I'm saying, verse 47, you are not of God, because he who is of God hears God's word. So, people who don't believe Jesus, what does John 8 say? They don't know God, they don't love God, and they are not of God. Now, friends, this is not even John the Apostle saying this. If you have a red letter edition of the Bible, all of this is in red letters. This is the Lord Jesus Christ himself saying this, that if you don't love me, you don't love God. If you don't know me, you don't know God. And if you don't hear my word and believe what I'm telling you, you are not of God, because the person who's of God recognizes and believes God's word. This is elsewhere in the New Testament. Look at John chapter 10, verse 24. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, how long do you make us doubt? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you plainly, and you didn't believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, the miracles, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And if you skip back to the beginning of the chapter, look what Jesus says. Verse 4, talking about the good himself as the good shepherd. He said, and when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will by no means follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus says here in John chapter 10 that not only are you not of God, not only do you not know God, not only do you not love God if you don't believe my word and hear my voice, but he says here, you're not one of my sheep, because my sheep hear my voice, they know my voice, and they follow me. Let's look at John chapter 14, verse 7. If you had known me, Jesus said, you would have known my Father also. And we can reverse that. If you had known my Father, whom you call your God, you would have known me also. John chapter 1. Look with me at John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, the Lord Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but God, the second birth, being born again spiritually into the family of God. Now, look with me at verse 18. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he, the Lord Jesus, has made him known, has declared him. So folks, how are we going to ever get to know God and become born into his family? The only way to get to know God is to believe the Lord Jesus Christ and get to know him. And as we know Christ, we know the Father. As we know Christ, we know God. This is what Jesus is consistently saying throughout the New Testament. And finally, look at John 12. John 12, verse 44. Then Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me, God. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. So let's summarize. What is the Bible teaching us here? It is teaching us, if we don't know Jesus, we don't know God. I don't care how many times we use his name. If we don't hear the words of Jesus, we are not of God. If we don't love the Lord Jesus, then we don't love God. I don't care how many times we mention him. And finally, what did Jesus say in John chapter 10, he said, if we don't follow Jesus and recognize his voice, we're not of his sheep. That's why we don't follow, because we're not of his sheep. Now, that's as far as we want to go in our passage, but we want to ask our most important question. And you know what it is, so come on. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. So what? Yes. And you know what I say with my good friend Jackie. Come on, say it with me. How sweet. Come on. It is. How sweet it is. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. To be teaching and studying the Word of God together. Now, what does all this mean for you and me? Folks, it's real simple. This gives us a litmus test to be able to know who out there really is of God, who out there really knows God, who out there really loves God, and who out there is one of God's sheep, whom Jesus said, no one will ever snatch my sheep out of the Father's hand. But I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Now, what's the litmus test? Do they love the Lord Jesus? You know, have you ever noticed people love to talk about God? God this and God that. But as soon as you mention the name Jesus, oh my gosh, things get really crazy, right? The people don't want to talk about Jesus. They're happy to talk about God, but they don't want them to talk about Jesus. This is a telltale sign. This is a disturbing indicator of where that person really stands with God. Because what did we just see? If you don't love Jesus, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't hear the words of Jesus, and you don't follow the voice of Jesus, you are not of God, you don't love God, you don't know God, and you're not one of God's sheep. Isn't that what Jesus just said? And I meet so many people who have friends who are like, oh, they love God so much. They're always talking about God. And they've always got something positive to say about God. Well, wait a minute. The question is, do they love Jesus, know Jesus, talk about Jesus, follow Jesus, listen to the words of Jesus? You say, well, no, they're Jewish. They don't. They're Muslim. They don't. They're Mormons. They don't. They're Jehovah's Witnesses. They don't. They're whatever. Oh, wait, baby. Hold on. They're secular Americans. But they don't embrace Jesus. I'm sorry, folks. You may not want to hear this because they may be your good friends. Folks, you may not want to hear this because they may be your parents. No, or your brother or your sister, or your husband or your wife, or fellow employees, or whatever, people at school. You may not want to hear this because you love these people, you like these people, you care about these people. But my friends, if you don't know Jesus, you don't love Jesus, you don't embrace Jesus, you don't listen to the words of Jesus, and you don't follow his voice, you are not of God. Sorry. I don't care how many times people mention God or how devout they seem. Sorry. Jesus said it. You know what? Jesus said it. I believe it. That settles it for me, and it should settle it for you. And it should help you understand who is of God and who is not of God. It's just that simple. You know, I was flying back from Israel on one of my many tours the Lord's given me the privilege to lead. And I was sitting next to this ultra-Orthodox gentleman who, when we initially got on the plane, his wife was seated next to me, but that's a no-no for ultra-Orthodox women to sit next to a strange man. So they switched seats. And he sat next to me, and we were flying along, and we got into a conversation. He was probably 55 or 60, something like that. And he said to me, so what were you doing in Israel? And I told him that I was leading a tour and on and on and on. And he said, what's your name? And I said, Lon Solomon. He goes, oh, Solomon, you're Jewish. And I said, yes, I am. And I said, but I believe that Jesus is the Messiah. And he looked at me like I'd lost all my marbles. And he's like, what? What? And I said, yes, sir. I said, and let me tell you why. And I began to share Christ with him. And he had taken out his Bible earlier in the flight, and he had prayed while he chanted, his Bible, davening, as we call it, Jewish people call it. And he had put on his phylacteries and everything, and put on his prayer shawl. I mean, so caring about the rituals and making sure he got them right. So true to them, so faithful to all these Jewish rituals. He looked to be the most pious man you ever met in your life. But the question is, did he really know God? Was he really of God? Was he really a child of God? Was he really one of God's sheep? Did he really love God? When I mentioned Jesus, this guy went nuclear. He just completely took off on me. And finally, as I kept sharing with him back and forth and back and forth, he finally turned to me and he said, "Ah," he said, "you know nothing. You know nothing," he said. "Did you ever study Talmud?" I said, "Well, actually, I did." "Did you ever study Mishnah?" I said, "Actually, I did. I took a year of Mishnah in my doctoral studies at Johns Hopkins." He said, "Well, it doesn't matter. You obviously, you don't know nothing." And that was it. He never spoke to me again on the whole trip. Now, anyone who reacts like that to the name of Jesus, folks, I knew exactly where he stood. I don't care how many prayer shawls he puts on. I don't care how many yarmulkes he puts on his head. I don't care how much he reads the Bible. Jesus says, he's not one of God's sheep. He's not one of God's children. He's not of God. He doesn't know God, and he doesn't love God. And what does that mean about his eternal destiny? He's not going to heaven either. He's going to hell. Now, you and I have to believe that. And so just mention the name of Jesus and see what people do. And it will tell you where they truly stand in their relationship with God. Doesn't matter all the other bells and whistles they may do. This is where they truly stand. And this is what we have to believe. And then we have to share Christ with them. No matter how pious they may seem, or no matter how much they want to convince us that they already know God, they already love God. Not unless they know and love Jesus. Not unless they know and follow Jesus. Not unless they embrace Jesus and his word. No, they don't. No, they don't. Now, they may really believe what they're telling you. But friends, it's up to us to tell them that in eternity, they're going to have a big surprise coming. Remember, and I'll close with this, Jesus said, Matthew chapter 7 in the Sermon on the Mount, verse 21. Look at this. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." And what is the will of God the Father? It's for us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. "Now, many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name and done many wonderful works in your name?'" The name of God the Father, not the name of Jesus. "And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" These people did all these great things in the name of God the Father, or Allah, or whatever. But folks, did they really know the true God of the universe? No. And how do we know that they didn't? Because they don't know, love, follow, believe Jesus. There you go. So let's share the Lord with them, because they got a big surprise coming in eternity, and I feel so sorry for them. They're so sure, that man on that airplane was so sure that he was right, and so sure that he was serving God. But I knew better, because I knew the word. And you know better now, because I've taught you the word. May God help us share with these people before it's too late. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for teaching us today the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about who is of God and who isn't, who does know God and who doesn't, who does love God and who doesn't, who is a child of God and who isn't, who's one of God's sheep and who isn't. Lord Jesus, help us believe what you say, and may it radically change how we see people around us, Lord, and how we understand where they truly stand with God. And we pray this in Jesus' name, and everybody said what? Amen and what? Amen. Well, thanks for being with us today, and I hope you'll take the word of God to heart. May God bless you, and Lord willing, we'll see you next week on Live with Lon.